says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Surviving up here in North Dakota, this is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon edition for October 17th, 2019, where right now Donald Trump began speaking just a few minutes ago, live from Dallas, from the American Airlines Center. This is Donald Trump, a huge, packed, roaring crowd. Let's listen in. Well, we won't have much of a chance to take calls, but who wants to take calls when we hear the man himself?
What they're doing to our country, and we became, because of what they do, not the Republicans and not what we've done, because what they've done and what they see, when people come to my office, which is now the Oval Office, which is your office too. Presidents, prime ministers, kings, queens, I hate to say it sometimes, dictators, they just don't like to go by that title. They say, sir, congratulations, sir, on what you've done. Congratulations on what you've done. It's incredible. Your economy is the greatest on earth. And let me tell you, if my crooked opponent would have won the election, right now, China would be by far the number one nation from an economic standpoint in the world. We've gone up trillions of dollars. They've gone down trillions of dollars. And we are so far number one, so far, that they'll never catch us if we are smart right here.
Huge, huge crowd.
But the do-nothing Democrats believe anyone who opposes them has to be crushed. They don't want to just beat them. They don't want to just beat them. These are sick people. They want to crush these people. The anger, the hatred. And that any lie or crime or corruption is justified. So Schiff gets up and makes up my statement. He makes it up 100%. And then he said, he didn't speak to the whistleblower. No, we didn't see the whistleblower. And what about the whistleblower? The whistleblower got it all wrong. Who's the whistleblower? Who's the whistleblower? Who is the whistleblower? We have to know. Is the whistleblower a spy? And who is the IG that did this? All he had to do is look at the tape or look at the what they wrote down, the transcribed version of the phone call. Compare that to the whistleblower's account, and you see it had nothing to do with it. So why does the IG allow a thing like this to happen to our country?
The IG is corrupt.
Why?
Corrupt, that's why. The president knows it.
Got a lot of bad people out there, but one by one, we're advancing. One by one. Just look at the terrible foreign corruption of the Bidens. I hate to talk about him. You know why? I don't think the guy's got a chance. Sleepy Joe, I don't think he's got a chance. I don't see it. I don't know. I've got these great, brilliant senators over here. I have all these congressmen over here. Fellas, I don't think he has a chance. I'd like him to. I'd like him to. You know, I thought Pocahontas was gone, left in embers. You got to give her credit. Those embers, they kept going, going, going. Now it looks like she's doing better. But I don't think Joe has a chance. But did you see the other night where CNN... In a totally unsubstantiated statement, the president said this about you. We're so sorry he said that. His son walked out with $1.5 billion from China. These were not the same Chinese people I just dealt with, I will tell you that. But Joe Biden was in charge of Ukraine policy while his son, with absolutely no energy experience, just got thrown out of the Navy like a dog, was paid massive sums of money by a Ukrainian energy company. You know what that's called? It's called a payoff.
Payoffs. Payoff.
He didn't know energy at all, knew nothing about energy. They hired him, paying him massive amounts of money, much more than the $50,000 a month you heard about. That's a lot. That's a lot. But much more. Joe Biden made them go out and fire the prosecutor on tape. But they don't want to show the tape. I had to put it up on my social media site. They don't want to show the tape where he was bragging. They're not going to get this money unless they get rid. And boo, they got rid of the prosecutor. He was investigating the son and the son's company, got rid of them. Now, that's what you call quid pro quo.
Bingo.
While these charges are totally unsubstantiated, these are the fake newsers out there. And then Biden flew. Think of it. He goes into a tough place. We just made such a great deal with China. Just think of this. My guy said, if we could get $20 billion in agricultural product, that would be good. The most China ever did was $16 billion for our farmers, okay? We're just talking about the farmers. We did banking, we did everything. But we're talking about them. The most they ever did was $20 billion of product from our farmers, our great farmers, our patriot farmers, our farmers that never left us even though they were being targeted by China. They never left me. So they wanted $20 billion and China agreed. And I said, nope, no good. I want $50 billion, not $20 billion. 50. So my guys say, sir, we have a problem, sir. Our farmers cannot produce that much. It's true. I said, tell them to go out and get bigger tractors, right? Oh! John Deere case, Caterpillar, all American, only American tractors. We only buy American tractors. Go out and get bigger. So now China's agreed that they've already started buying. Hopefully the agreement gets signed sometime prior to a big summit that we have with President Xi and others in Chile. So that's in about 4 weeks. But think of this. They said, sir, they can't produce $50 billion. I said, I want the farmers to tell me. Remember the story about winning? We're going to win so much. We're going to the White House. We're going to tell the president, sir, we just can't stand winning. The state of Texas, John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, they're going to come into my office. Sir, we just can't stand this winning in Texas anymore. It's too much. We can't handle it. Well, that's what I want from the farmers. I want the farmers to say, sir, we just can't produce that much product. We can't do it, sir. And I'm going to say, yes, you can. And they're going to say, no, we can't. I'm going to say, yes, you can. And they're going to go out and they're going to take in $50 billion from China as opposed to $20. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Oh.
But they were great. They stuck with us through thick and thin. Now it's really working out for a lot of different groups. And in the meantime, we've taken in tens of billions of dollars of tariffs, and China's eaten the cost because they devalued their currency and they put money out. Tens of billions of dollars. It's cost us nothing. Billions and billions and billions. And you know what I did for the farmer during the lean times? I gave them $16 billion last year and $12 billion the year before, $28 billion altogether. Came out of the tariffs and I had a lot of money left over and nobody complained. And you know, our farmers didn't want that money. Our farmers didn't want it. True story. Everybody comes for money. Countries come for everybody wants money, right? They all want our money. The farmer said, sir, we don't want this money. It's a subsidy. We don't want it. I said, no, it's not a subsidy. You're being targeted unfairly. They said, no, sir, it's a subsidy. This is true. I had 35 farmers in the Oval Office. Incredible people. They didn't want it. They said, sir, just give us a level playing field. So now I gave them a field that's more than level. It's level like this. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. But the farmers, I call them the great patriots, the farmers. I never lost them. They always said, you know, yeah, I'm in trouble. I got a problem. But this should have been done many, many years ago by other presidents and other leaders. And we lose for many years $500 billion a year with China. And many other countries, we lose billions. We lose with everybody. But that's all changing now. But we lose 500 billion, not million. 500 million's a lot, right? We lose 500 billion. And you know what? It's a disgrace that that was allowed to go on for 25 years. It was a disgrace. Disgrace. But now we're taking in billions of dollars. They've had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we've ever had, so that's good. So Biden flew with Hunter on Air Force Two. They flew to China. Hunter walked out of the plane at a quick meeting, walked away with $1.5 billion, and these characters back there said, oh, that's okay, there's no problem. Can you imagine if Don or Eric Trump or Ivanka Trump, who's here someplace, right here,
this is too beautiful. This man is on a roll.
And by the way, our great First Lady is home watching this. She said, this is the most exciting thing I've seen in a long time. She's a great First Lady, doing a great job. She's doing a great job. We're doing a great job. The whole country now is doing a great job. So Biden takes $1.5 billion and he goes on and he allows China to rip us off. Remember he said a year ago, no, China's good. They've done nothing wrong. They're wonderful people. They are wonderful people. I don't blame China, by the way. I blame our leaders for allowing this horrible, you-know-what and pillage. It's the R word. You-know-what and pillage.
Rape.
You know what word I'm talking about, right? I don't want to use it because they'll say it's a horrible word that Trump used. So the Bidens got rich while America got robbed. Tonight, we forcefully condemn the blatant corruption of the Democrat Party. And nobody ever pays the price with the Democrats. They're so deep-seated. They never pay the price. They never pay, but maybe soon that will start. You know, we've had a lot of Obama people and Clinton people and some, to be honest with you, we've had some pretty bad Republicans down deep that didn't exactly love us.
Beautiful.
But slowly they're getting out. They have all sorts of protections, but so he says, get rid of them. Yeah, we're trying. Get rid of them. But their partner in the whole thing is the fake news media. That's the problem.
The crowd's going wild.
Because the Democrats and the fake news media, it's a partnership. Remember that. And you see it all the time. And I've never seen it to this extent. You know, when I won in the primaries, And then I won the election. I was treated horribly by the media. Horribly. And then when I won the election, we had the greatest night, one of the highest rated nights in the history of television all over the world. And I won and I said, oh, the great thing. I said to Ivanka, I said to the first lady, I said to anybody that would listen, I said, listen, this is so great. Finally, finally, we, all of us, we're going to be respected by the media. And you know what happened? They got worse. They're worse now than they ever have been. They're crooked as hell. They're worse now than they've ever been. They're crooked.
Crooked. I love it.
The only message these radicals, and they are radical lefties, will understand is a crushing defeat on November 3rd, 2020. Save that day.
The Trump train is rolling.
With your help, we will win back the House. We will keep the Senate. And we will keep the White House in numbers like they haven't seen in a long, long time. Joining us tonight are many terrific Republican leaders, and they are terrific. And frankly, if they're not, I'm not going to introduce them, okay? But we have some great leaders, and you have great leaders in Texas. Great leaders. And they love Texas. So a friend of mine, a guy that a lot of people weren't so sure, we had this unbelievable relationship. In fact, when Ted Cruz held a rally in Washington, he said, could you come to my rally? And everybody thought, these people thought, that was strange. They said to me, well, when is the fighting between these two? Because we really like each other. When is the fighting going to start? Right, Ted? They said, when is the fighting going to start? And I said, don't worry, it'll start. And when it does, it's going to be vicious. And it was vicious. And now we love each other again. He's great. Ted Cruz.
He's clapping for Ted Cruz. He's right there.
And he had a great victory against a man that spent almost $100 million. That's a lot of money. Spent almost $100 million, but that was a great victory. Thank you, Ted. Another man who's currently running against somebody. I kept thinking maybe Beto will jump in because he's at zero right now. We hope he's going to jump in. Remember, no religion and no guns. I think that's not good. Oh, and I think he's like pretty light on oil production, too. But a man, and John, I have no idea who you're running against, but nobody's going to be able to beat John Cornyn. He's a good man. He's a good man. Thank you, John. And we have a lot of Congress people here. We have a woman who's fantastic, who's been a fan of ours right from the beginning, Kay Granger. Thank you, Kay. We have a man who's smart as hell, and he is tough, and he is mean and nasty, but he loves this state. And he's only mean and nasty because he wants to defend you and me and all of the horrible things that we all go through. Louie Gohmert.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Louie.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"We're back, folks.
Any man can be a fool."
Thanks for tuning us in. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. This is Trump himself live from Dallas, Texas, with a humongous crowd packed with both Texas senators, a dozen Texas congressmen, the governor. Everybody's there. Let's listen in.
I get a call. I paid billions and billions of dollars to the state. Like numbers, my people are driving me crazy. I get a call from the governor, and Dan is there. Where's Dan? Is he here? Where's Dan? Dan. Dan Patrick. And the two of them called me. And then I had Ted Cruz on my back, and I had John Cornyn on my back, and I had the congressman calling, and it was brutal. It wasn't even fair. And they said, "Sir, thank you for being so generous on the hurricane." They made a fortune. You made a fortune on the hurricane. "Thank you for being so generous, sir. Sir, we want one more small request. Just a small, it's not much, and we appreciate you listening to us. We want to build a dam in the ocean, so that if we ever have another hurricane, sir, the water won't be able to come in to Houston and all of the areas that it came into, sir. Do you think we could do it?" I said, "How much?" "It's only $10 billion. $10 billion! Right, Ted? Right? $10 billion they wanted. And it, you know the way they sell it. And it's so good. They're salesmen. They're incredible salesmen. They say, "It's only $10 billion. I'm supposed to be happy. Oh, let's see. Could we give Texas an extra $10 billion for some crazy thing that may work and it may not, right?" No, they're great people. They love your state. RNC co-chairman Tommy Hicks, a real friend of ours. Thank you, Tommy.
and our great campaign manager, the most sophisticated man with a computer you've ever seen. Remember, they used to say with Hillary, her campaign is so sophisticated, that after she lost, they said Trump's campaign was so sophisticated. And remember, she spent like 6 times more of this stuff than we did. You know, in the old days, my father taught me, if you can spend less, that's a good thing, not a bad thing, right? My father said, if you can spend less. So we spent much less than Hillary. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. Where are those emails, Hillary?
Where?
They may find those 33,000 emails. They're looking. They may find those deleted emails. They may find them. Remember the emails that 33,000 emails covering her gym and her daughter's wedding. 33,000, that's a lot of emails for a wedding and working out. But Brad Parscale did a great job. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. And Secretary of Commerce, one of the legends of Wall Street, he was really like amazing and he is doing an incredible job. Wilbur Ross. Thank you, Wilbur. Smart guy. And a friend of mine, he's another one. He was so tough. He was nasty, man. Boy, he hit me during the campaign. I said, that guy's ruthless. And when it was sort of over, there was nobody more gracious. And I called him. I made him Secretary of Energy. He's done a phenomenal job. And Rick Perry couldn't have done a better job. Brilliant, brilliant. And he's going to be leaving at the end of the year and probably coming back here. Whatever he does, it's going to be successful. But he spent 3 years with us, and I want to thank you, Rick. What a job you've done. Thank you. What a job he's done. He was also a great governor of Texas, that you know. In everything we do, we're fighting for the faithful citizens of this country. This includes putting a stop to the catastrophic era of endless wars. Endless wars. They don't stop. They don't stop. They go on forever. We become policemen. We end up becoming police. We're policing these countries. That's not what it's about. We've spent $8 trillion in the Middle East. Thousands of American soldiers have lost their lives. Tens of thousands more have been severely wounded. And in all fairness, the other side has lost millions of people. Millions, millions of people. Think of it. These wars brought mass chaos, instability, destruction, and death. Today, we choose a different path. We had tremendous success today.
Beautiful. What a president. Boy, have we been waiting for this guy.
Look, we built in the last 3 years, we built the strongest military by far. When I told the story, I was embarrassed to tell it, but now I'll tell. When I first got in, a general told me we could have had a conflict with someone, said, sir, we don't have ammunition. And I said, I never want to hear a president. I just never want to hear somebody have that statement made to them again as president of the United States. We don't have ammunition. Think of how bad. Now we have so much ammunition, we don't know what to do with it. And as you all know, I guess you've been watching today, I sent Vice President...
We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. And isn't this great? Donald Trump, in an amazing, amazing appearance in Dallas, Texas. The crowd's going wild. And what a triumph he's talking about in Syria, what he just did to end ridiculous wars.
They said, we demand that you build it. It would have been so much easier, right? Would have been so much easier, Ted. Would have been so much easier. American combat troops should not be at the center of ancient sectarian conflicts all over the world. Bring our soldiers back home. Bring our soldiers back home.
Yes, sir. What a man. The crowd loves it. The people love it. To hell with the Bushes.
The same people pushing us to fight endless wars overseas want us to open our borders to mass migration from these war-torn and terror-afflicted regions. Their policies would import terrorism right onto our shores with American-issued visas. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And by the way, the Democrats want open borders. They want everybody to flow in. They want those caravans to flow in. The caravans. And they wouldn't get rid of the loopholes. But you know what? Mexico's been great. Mexico today had 27,000 soldiers on our border. And we stopped this horrible migration of people. And many of them are bad people. You know, when countries send them up, they're not sending their finest. Okay? Use your heads. They're not sending their finest. You got to see some of the people. But now we send them back. And by the way, ICE is fantastic. They've taken out thousands and thousands of MS-13 killers. They've taken thousands of killers and brought them back. And now we've made deals with Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador and Mexico. But we've made deals now where we can bring back. There are 45,000 people waiting in Mexico, but it's going to be very tough for these people ever to get back. When did you ever hear that? Used to have no people waiting in Mexico. They just fled. Our borders are getting strong. When the wall is complete, they'll be as strong as any borders anywhere in the world. My administration believes in a simple principle. The best way to keep foreign terrorists out of America is deny them, just deny them, admission in the first place. It's really pretty simple. And that is why I've imposed. Dangerous countries and places. But if Democrats seize power, they would throw the floodgates wide open, wide open. We would have people coming into our country. Look at what's going on in California. And the people of California don't want it. They say, come into California. We'll give you free health care, free education. Why wouldn't I? May even move to California if they keep going. No, but all it does is it brings everybody in. What's wrong with these people? We're rebuilding our military stronger than ever before, and we are not going to deplete it again on stupid, senseless, endless wars.
Oh, God, that's good. Stupid, senseless, endless.
We've invested more than $2.5 trillion restoring our armed forces, and all of it was built in the USA. And that includes approving the construction of almost 200 F-35 fighters, stealth. And many of them are built right here, you know that, right? In Fort Worth.
Nice.
As we restore our security, we're also restoring our prosperity. America is winning again, and America is respected again. And by the way, I have to say this. So outside, they have close to 30,000 people.
Wow. 30,000 outside right now.
And I wonder if I could ask the fire marshal, fill up this little area, let them in. Be so nice. You know, they have a certain max. We broke the record tonight.
30,000 people outside. No one else has ever done anything like this. Donald Trump can do it in his sleep.
Good place.
Wow. You're talking 50,000 people, folks.
Last month, unemployment reached its lowest level in 51 years. 7 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps since the election. What a great. 1.3 million children have been lifted out of poverty. Think of that. And African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment rates have reached the lowest levels in history. Our great Hispanic American population has reached a poverty level which is a all-time low in U.S. history. And after years of stagnation, wages for Hispanic Americans are rising fast, up nearly 8% since my election, and everybody in the fake news would have said that's absolutely impossible. Medium income, think of this, median income for Hispanic Americans has surpassed $50,000 a year for the first time ever. With Republicans in Congress, we passed the largest package of tax cuts and reform by far in American history. By the way, the Democrats want to raise your taxes, you know. I don't mean a little bit. I don't mean a little bit. I mean like double them up, triple them up, and it still won't pay for the nonsense they want. We eliminated a record number of regulations, and we ended the war on a thing called American energy, which is very good for Texas. Since my election, natural gas production in Texas has increased 35%, and oil production has increased by 60%, 6-0.
Wow!
And the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world.
Oh, my.
Yet every major Democrat running for president wants to abolish all production of oil and natural gas. I think they want to go to windmills. Windmills, you know? Darling, I want to watch Trump speak tonight. We can't, darling. The wind isn't blowing. They want windmills. In other words, they want to annihilate your Texas economy. Can you imagine? No more oil, no more natural. So here we have a few people, right? No guns, no religion, no oil, no natural gas. Abraham Lincoln could not win Texas under those circumstances. Couldn't do it, Ted. Couldn't do it, Louis. Abraham Lincoln, honest Abe, couldn't do it, Louis, right? Remember, I used to say I can be more presidential. Look.
He buttons his coat. And he looks serious. Oh, man.
I've always said I can be more presidential than any president in history, except for honest Abe Lincoln when he's wearing the hat. That's tough. That's a tough one to be. No, it's much easier. Being presidential is easy. All you have to do is act like a stiff. Look.
Act like a stiff.
Ladies and gentlemen of Texas, it is a great honor to be with you this evening. And the media would love it, and everybody would be out of here so fast. You wouldn't have come in the first place when you get right down to it. But Democrats will never get that chance because Texas will never give it to them. Texas is not good. Remember in the last election, they said, these phonies in the back, they said, Texas is in play. They said Utah's in play, too. And I came here, we had rallies like this, thousands of people outside that couldn't get in. And I said, why is Texas in play? They say, because it's phony, it's suppression. They try and get your hopes down. They're suppressing. This is just like fake news. But they said Texas. They said Texas is in play. Ladies and gentlemen, Texas is in play. This is CNN. Texas is in play. President Trump. I had guys on from Texas, and they're wearing cowboy hats. Sid and a lot of guys. to go, I don't know about you, but I know something about Texas. And Donald Trump is not going to lose Texas, I can tell you that. And Texas is not a... No, we had a lot of guys. Sid. Big, tough guys. They're on television. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Texas is not in play. And then that great November 8th, we had that great, great night. And the polls closed at 7 o'clock. And usually they have to take hours, and, you know, sometimes at least, even if it's big, they take a half an hour. The Texas polls have closed. And, you know, usually if it's close, it takes hours. And if it's not even just like so close, it takes a long time. So they go, ladies and gentlemen, the polls have closed in the state of Texas. Donald Trump has won the state of Texas. Right? Donald Trump. The polls have closed in Utah. Remember the guy with the shaved head? He was going to be my competition. Even Hillary beat him. Now he's on these talk shows knocking the hell out of me all the time. No, even Hillary beat this guy in Utah, right? Hillary came in second. I came in first by a lot, but that was another one. Too close to call. Except, ladies and gentlemen, Utah, the polls have closed. Donald Trump has won the state of Utah. It is in the same state. And we won by a lot. We won by a lot. And we won Florida. And we won South Carolina. And we won Georgia. And we won North Carolina. And we won Pennsylvania. We won a lot. Remember these phony people? There is no way to get to 270. You had to get to 270. So I kept going to Maine. I love Maine. But Maine 2, you get one. It's cut in half. Maine 2, you get one. I went there four or five times. Because they got me up, the phonies, they got me up to 269. Couldn't get to 270. So I went there. I won, by the way. I won Maine 2. I got one. But I went there. And I went there a lot. That's the beautiful thing about the Electoral College. You go everywhere. You don't just spend it three. And, you know, winning the popular vote would be much easier. I'd rather have that. I'd go to four states and relax. I went to 21 states. Good. Good. I used to be a believer in the other, but I think winning the... It's like you're a track star. You're working out for the 100-yard dash or the mile. It's a different form of training. It's a different form, but we did great. They said he cannot get to 270, and they were right. We got to 306.
Oh, my God. What a winner.
After decades of economic surrender, I have taken historic action to confront China's rampant trading abuses. And we've made great progress. And our relationship with China is fantastic. And great things are happening. You watch. They get it now. They get it. And a lot of good things are happening. We're replacing NAFTA with disastrous. I mean, it's been, to me, probably, I used to call it the worst trade deal in history. I think the world trade has been WTO, one of real beauty, World Trade Organization. That's a real beauty. They consider China a developing nation. And because you're a developing nation, Ted, right? They consider China to be a developing nation. And because they're developing, they get tremendous. And we wrote them letters. We don't consider them to be a developing nation. We don't consider India to be a developed, because they're ripping us off. And we didn't win any cases at the WTO. And now we just won $7.5 billion of countries that we're taking advantage of. And we've won a lot of cases lately. We didn't win anything for years, practically. Now we've won a lot of cases. You know why? Because they know I'll leave if they don't treat us fairly. They know it. And then the piggy bank is gone, where they all rob from. We're replacing the NAFTA disaster, and we have to get this crazy Nancy Pelosi to put this thing up for a vote. We have to get her. And the USMCA is a giant victory for Texas farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, workers, and oil. The Democrats should pass it. Overwhelmingly, they will. But Nancy has to put it up for a vote. Do nothing, Democrats. They do nothing. Nowhere is the Democrat betrayal of our nation more dramatic than on immigration in recent debates. Did you see these debates? You believe what I'm competing with?
You believe what I'm competing with? We'll be right back, folks.
I had to compete with Ted Cruz. That was brutal. You know, he was the national debate champion. Story I've never told. I never did that before, right? I ran for office. All of a sudden, I'm supposed to be debating tomorrow night. I said, who are these people? The hell, I don't know all of them. I know a lot of them. I contributed to a lot of them. They used to treat me very nice when I contributed to them. Not so nice when I was their opponent. It changed a lot. But I said, let me see. I want to see who are these people. I'm going to a debate. I never debated. My whole life has been a debate, but I never debated like with a podium and this and that. So I said, who are they? And we had 17 people plus me. We had 18. It was actually not 17. It was 18. Remember Gilmore? Nobody remembers him. We had 18 people. I said, who are these people? Are they any good at debating? And I hired a debate coach, and he lasted for about 10 minutes. I said, this guy knows less than I do. He didn't know anything.
Oh, God, this is good.
He didn't know anything. It's true. He said, never, ever interrupt while they're speaking. I said, okay, coach, put me in, coach. And after a couple of those statements, I mean, you can't beat Ted Cruz if you don't interrupt him. It's impossible. My first stroke. So I see, let me see the cards. Let me see the whole thing. I want to see it. I need help. I'm going to be debating in front of millions of people. And everyone's saying, do you think Trump's going to be able to debate professionally? I said, let me see these cards. And all of them, you know, he was president of his class. One guy was a good debater in college. He was this, he was okay. But they give me the first card, Ted Cruz. And it says, national debate champion from Princeton. Is that right?
Ted's right
and
there.
National debate champion from
classic.
Harvard. I said to my wife, first lady, potentially. I said, my potential first lady, I got a problem. I said, some of these guys are okay. They were only president of the class. Almost all of them ran for president of the class. I never did. I like playing baseball better. But I said, Melania, and I called Ivanka. I called my kids. I said, I got a problem. Ted Cruz was the national debate. He was the number one guy in college. He was the number one guy in law school. How the hell do I beat a guy that's that good at debating? But we came out okay, Ted. And Ted was tough. Smart as hell.
This is so brilliant.
Tough.
Nobody can equal this guy. That was just brilliant.
Good man. But it is true. The first card I looked at, seriously, was Ted Cruz. And he was literally, I mean, national debate. He was the best in all of college and in law school. And he's a talented guy. In recent debates, you see these people up there. They're not Ted Cruz, believe me. Hey, Ted, you should turn Democrat. You would win in that group, very. No? He says.
God, this is brilliant.
I don't think so. Every single Democrat candidate for president raised their hand in favor of giving free health care to all illegal aliens.
Oh, nail them. Nail them.
They want to give more to illegal aliens than they give to American citizens. You see that? As president, I will never allow the Democrats to take away your health care dollars and give them to people that are in our country illegally. Can't do it. In fact, I just signed an executive action to protect American health care benefits for all American citizens. Among those hardest hit by illegal immigration are millions of legal immigrants right here in Texas, including millions of patriotic, hardworking Mexican Americans who play by the rules, pay their taxes, follow our laws, and strengthen our communities. Whether you are a first generation or 10th generation, and every American citizen, and you do, you've been treated so badly, but you're not being treated badly anymore, you know? We got rid of the individual mandate from crazy Obamacare. Every American citizen deserves a government that defends your jobs, your safety, your family, your borders, and is always loyal to you for a change. We're loyal to you. My administration has reduced illegal border crossings by over 60% since May, and that's with no help from the Democrats. They won't close up the loopholes. They won't close the loopholes, and we could do it in 15 minutes. And we're building the wall, and we're doing all of these things, but the Democrats won't close up the loopholes. You know what the loopholes are, right? How about catch and release? You catch them. You say, hello, darling, how are you? Could you please give us your name and phone number? They don't have a phone. Could you give us your address? They don't want to have an address that's in Honduras. Could you please give us your address and your name? They can't. They said, that's okay. We catch and we release. And they go into our country. And then we are getting them out of the country. And you know what? Some are very good people. Some are unbelievably dangerous and bad people. And we're focusing on the bad, and they're getting the hell out of our country, okay?
Oh, God.
While we're fighting for shared priorities, the American people, the Democrat Party, has never been farther outside of the mainstream. They've gone nuts.
They've gone nuts.
Every Democrat running for president is pushing a health care agenda that would utterly eviscerate Medicare. My administration will always protect Medicare for our beloved seniors.
They have gone nuts. Well, that's a great note on which to end this portion of the Trump Phenomenon broadcast. We're right in the middle of Donald Trump's great speech in Dallas going on right now. We're going to run out of time. But boy, that was a treat to bring to you. And the I just want to sort of say that before we run out of time. Here he is back again.
We have news conferences. We tell them this. They will not.
Here we go. See you again tomorrow night. Trump Clubhouse. Assess tonight's amazing performance by Donald Trump. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.